Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
You need to go to our Instagram right now. If you're not following us, go do that. It's Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you tweet us too, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Use the hashtag Murder Monday. Alex, I know we're talking about your kindergarten best friend, but if people are just tuning in, kind of catch us up to where we're at right now. Like, what's going on?
We left off with Matthew Wood and his friend William Angel peeking in the windows of the Thornton family home. The house is a little ways back into the woods, and they see Desiree, Jared's mom, sitting in the living room. Matt looks at Will and says, "We're going to kill them all."
Jeez.
And they decide to break a window and go inside the house.
Wow.
Jared was in his room, but he comes out when he hears all of the commotion. Matthew immediately goes for Jared and starts attacking him. He starts stabbing him with a knife that he took from school. And this is all going on where, you know, Jared's mom was just sitting. So Jared's mom, Desiree, and Jared's 9-year-old little brother, Anthony, who is also home, run out of the front door into the pitch black yard. Jared is lying on his living room floor on the brink of death. And Matthew and William get up and leave him so they can run after Jared's mom and little brother. Desiree frantically hops into her car. She had grabbed her car keys, and Jared's little brother Anthony gets in with her. And just as she is about to start the car, Matthew and William pull her out and start stabbing her all over her body multiple times and slit her throat. 9-year-old Anthony is sitting in the car watching his mom get attacked, and that is when he decides to try to run and hide in the woods that align their driveway. Anthony starts running and goes straight for the trees. But as he's running, he can hear Matthew and William running after him, falling behind. He doesn't make it far when both boys grab him and drag him out of the tree line, laying him in the yard on his back. Matthew is hovering over him with the knife, and William is holding Anthony down. Matthew starts stabbing 9-year-old Anthony all over. And as he's being stabbed, Anthony cries out to the two boys and says, "Please stop. It hurts. Please. I'm just a little boy. Please don't kill me. I'm just a little boy." Matthew slits Anthony's throat and drags him inside of the house. He goes back outside, and Matthew and William both grab Desiree and carry her into the house together. As she's being carried, Desiree is gasping for air and trying to breathe. Jared, his mom, and his 9-year-old little brother, despite being stabbed multiple times, and Jared's mom and little brother having their throats slit, are still alive.
This story is just insane. All right, we are going to get to the conclusion of Murder Monday. It's Alex's kindergarten best friend that was murdered. You can let us know what you think about this Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter. Make sure you use the hashtag Murder Monday. And there's photos right now on Instagram. You can go check those out. Follow us. It's Joe and Alex Show.